You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Huge upgrade sale coming up June 22nd to 24th. It's going to be a barbecue. They're going to have all sorts of free food and additional savings. $1,500 on trucks, $1,000 on SUVs, and $750 on cars. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com. Welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Jason. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Good.
The biggest change I noticed in your defense from week one till last year was the dominated the line, but you rotated your defensive line much more frequently than last year. Is it just because you have more depth, or was that a conversation you and Jason Moss had to say, hey, maybe we can keep Willis and other guys fresher by rotating more?
Well, it really becomes, Jason, a bit of a depth thing. So we have more. We're dressing six guys that are pretty down and pretty damn good. And so we're in a rotation situation now a little bit better than we were a year ago based on depth. We tried to do it last year, but if you look at it, you know, from an end perspective, we had three and then we had two inside guys. So we're in a much better place right now, Jason. The talent we have, the guys we have, it's just really, really good to be in that position. And that was our goal. And certainly now that we got those six guys humming and we're able to dress six, it was very effective the other night. Sometimes we'll play a three down line situation, sometimes five, sometimes four. So that also keeps things off balance and gives them an opportunity to do some different things. I think some people saw Odell at the linebacker level too, so that confuses them. And right now it's working extremely well.
Well, we saw him at the linebacker also on the 1-3 set. We saw him in the nose tackle and blew right by the center to get them. And Willis looked like, man, he looked like Odell Willis from 3-4 years ago. He was explosive all over the field.
I think training camp, he had a great training camp. I think he had an excellent offseason. And I think the way things went preseason, I mean, they're fresh. I mean, they didn't play in the second game, which I think was a great plan that Coach Moss had. And we came out quick and fast. And I had a good plan, and the guys executed it well. And I think right now they're just excited to play ball. But Odell's one of the best I've ever had, one of the best in this league. And I think now that he's over that sack threshold, he's in the top 20, he's one of the best I've ever played.
Is it hard to get a buy-in from the guys to say, hey, listen, we're going to be using a rotation?
No, they don't. They really don't. I mean, they all know that they're part of it. And to play the defensive line in the Canadian Football League is the most excruciating, toughest position to play physically. You're chasing quarterbacks. You're playing the run. You're getting double teamed. You got big men trying to push on you. And it's extremely, extremely fatiguing. So when you look at pro football and the teams that believe in this philosophy, you're going to see that. If we play 60 plays on defense, it's been proven that if you could keep it around the 40-45 snap count, you're going to play much better. And so you tell them over an 18-game schedule, if you play 10 less snaps, it's going to be, X amount of snaps, 100 snaps, but you can have a better season. And at the end of the day, championships are won by teams, not individuals. And if they can't figure it out, I'll kick their ass out of here. If not, they'll buy in.
Mike Benavides joins us. Mike, you're down two starting linebackers, and you only threw one game of the season. The good news is you've got depth. But just the J.C. Sherritt loss as the middle linebacker 7 years in, just, Corey Jones, sound tackler. But is the biggest loss of Sherritt just going to be the experience and what he's seen all the time? And as good of an athlete Jones is, there might be times where, you miss that leader of the defense.
Well, there's no question. I mean, it was just devastating. Take a look at J.C. Sherritt, the optimal pro. He's a coach on the field. He's an Eskimo through and through, and it just breaks your heart to see how hard he's worked for this. And, it gets taken away from you. We always talk about you never know when your last snap is, but that happened to him the other night. His leadership, his ability to quarterback what we do, his ability to make plays and just be a quarterback out there is just going to be missed. And just, you love the guy in every which way because his heart is 10 times the size of his body. And you look at a playmaker. Last year, he had three interceptions. That was the best in the league for linebackers. He had three forced fumbles. That was the best in the league. There's still so many things that he does better than anybody else in this league, and we're going to miss him. But the mentality is next man up. But it broke my heart, and it still bothers me. And he's going through surgery today and getting the final news that it is season ending. That's a tough loss. And like you said, to lose our two starters, before the halftime of the first game of the year is tough. But we got some depth, and they got to line up and play, and everybody's got to pitch in a little bit more.
What area do you want to tighten up based on your first game in BC?
you know, it's going to be communication. We're going to have to expand what we do. You take a look at the game plan, it worked perfectly in terms of Manny Arsenal, explosive player, had 20 yards. There was only one big play at the end. Situational football is one thing I want to tie up. But, you know, we got to the quarterback five times, statted on sacks, nine hits. We harassed him. And the guys played well together. I mean, right now, we have to make sure we play it a certain way. We have five new starters. We have three guys that are rookies. Adam Konar had an outstanding game as his first start as a linebacker. Arjun Calhoun at the wide side corner, first start ever. And our weak side corner and weak side halfback, first time they played together for us. You know, so we just got to keep working together, communicating, working hard, playing hard. And if we play fast, everything's going to take care of itself. So I was pleased that they took a very explosive offense out of it until that big play that we should have never given up. They had 200 yards passing. So if you could do that to that offense, it will give us a chance. But, you know, situational ball and communication, just the little things. But that's going to come through more repetition together as a group.
Mike Benavides, defensive coordinator of the Eskimos. As you know, first game's over. Now you move ahead. What's going to be the difference for Jones in film work now, Mike? How much, and I know he's been preparing for it, but now that you're the starter, there's obviously, you know, a little more time. He's going to take more reps. So what do you focus on with him this week?
The big thing is going to be obviously the communication from me to him on the sideline. He's the quarterback of our group. I ask everyone to look at me because of the hurry-up situation, but he's going to take the cadence and the quarterbacking from me, push it to the field, communicate to everybody else what it is I want, and then it's going to be just working more on feel for the guys in front of you. You got to learn how to play with them, where the gaps are going to happen, where are there going to be some vacancies that he has to fit in with, how is he going to play with the other linebacker next to him. So it's just going to be communication, reps and vision, and after that it's instincts. Let him play because he's an outstanding player. I've had him in BC, we had him here before, so when you take a look at it, he's an Eskimo through and through. So now we have to make sure that he has repetitions with his guys and communication and the unspoken word. I mean, a lot of times you got to do it off field, and that's just going to be a work in progress, but it's going to be taking what I'm wanting from the film room and telling everybody else on the field what it is I want accomplished, and he'll be fine.
Mike, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on short notice, and we'll see you this week.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to it.